Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host Adam Paulus, and this week we're going to look at the new Transformers Legends Megatron and Starscream figures. They come with Chop and Waspinator, and I think you're going to like them. I'm Adam Paulus. First up, Megatron and Chop. Megatron is a vaguely Generation 1 themed robot. It is gray. He looks a lot like some of his IDW comic appearances. He goes from a tank to a robot, transforms very easily, and the gun from his turret becomes the gun on his right arm, the fusion cannon. The head is nice and boxy. It's got a bucket like it should, and there's some black and yellow safety stripes on him, and I like it a lot. It's neat. The figure has good articulation, transforms easily. The head does not move. You can move him at the hips, knees, shoulders, and elbows. The wrists don't move. He's got a place on his left arm where you can plug in a 5mm compatible weapon, or Chop. Megatron's tank mode has some rolling wheels, non-working treads, obviously, and I think you're going to like it. The top of the tank turns, the turret turns nicely, and he's got a lot of personality for a figure this size. The paint job Hasbro's getting on these tiny, tiny faces is getting significantly more impressive, because then you look at something like this Robolinx figure on my desk that Takara did back in the 1980s. It has no paint and basically no detail. So we've come a long way. Chop is based on one of the more obscure Insecticons from Generation 1. He also transforms as easily as humanly possible. In bug mode, he's a bug, and then if you rotate the bug back onto its legs, basically, it is now the robot. There's no moving parts. It's just the bottom of it is the robot. And you can move his legs around if you want. And if you move his legs, it opens and closes the mandibles. If you move his arms, it moves his arms. And you can transform him into sort of a cow catcher for the tank mode. It plugs into the front. You can also make him an arm-mounted weapon for a Megatron. There's a little 5mm peg that folds out and plugs into his arm. So it looks like he's got scissors on his hand. It's pretty neat. Paint job's pretty simple. The head has, there's a red visor on the red plastic. It's painted. Seems unnecessary to me, but it looks better than not painting at all. There's some purple detailing on the bug and on the robot mode, and he's got some bright orange thighs. It's cool. I don't know if I would say I recommend buying this for $10 or $11 or whatever it is just for the bug, but I will say this. If this were a Japanese import and $10, I would have no problem buying just the little insect guy. So the whole thing for $10 is pretty good. I like Megatron a lot, too. Starscream is the must-buy item of the wave, probably, because those of you who watched Beast Wars might remember the episode Possession, where Waspinator is possessed by the spirit of Starscream, who's been floating around as a disembodied spark since some point in Generation 1. It's a good combination. Starscream is about 4 inches tall, just like Megatron, has pretty much the exact same articulation, except he has some added toe articulation. He looks like Starscream, very much like G1 Starscream, a little less boxy, a little more IDW-y. Transformation is pretty easy, but there's a couple of pegs that show some stress when you put them into the jet mode. It's pretty simple. Again, the detail is great. The eye paint's great. The intakes on his chest are well painted. He's got Decepticon tempograph symbols on his wings. And I am looking forward to seeing if they repaint this as other characters. I just knocked off one of the guns with my hand. The cool thing about this figure, or one of the many cool things about this figure, is he has removable cannons for his shoulders or wings. And the pegs were designed so that they can fit into either 3mm or 5mm peg holes. So you can plug them into his shoulders, you can plug them into his hands, you can plug them into any Cyberverse toys that have those kind of holes, or the traditional full-sized 5mm peg hole Transformers as well. Big circular fists you'll see on most toys. So they basically designed this item to be as compatible as humanly possible with as many toys as you could hope for. Waspinator transforms quickly and easily into a couple of steps. You fold back the tail in the wasp mode, you fold down the head, and you're pretty much done. The arms rotate easily, and you've got a perfectly functional little tiny Waspinator that's basically in scale to these guys were at Beast Wars of Generation 1, because those of you who are Transformers fans know Beast Wars characters are basically downsized versions of the Transformers to conserve energy. So it's pretty cool. I like this toy a lot. It's got a lot of good detailing. One little thing. When you get yours, and you will get one, you should get one, the arms might be bent out of shape on Waspinator, the bug limbs. I noticed on mine, one of them was bent all the way back, and I'm like, oh no, it's ruined! But the thing is, if you listen to shows like this, you'll know there are tips and tricks to help you get the most out of your figures without damaging the plastic. And one of the ways you do that, and again, do this very safely and use tongs, if you take a figure whose plastic is bent out of shape, you can reactivate the plastic memory, so to speak, by dipping it into boiling water. Not like super crazy boiling, but like microwave a cup of water for a minute or so, and you start seeing bubbles, it should be hot enough. Take the toy into some tongs or something so you don't hurt yourself, dip it in there. The hot water will immediately cause the softer plastic, to bend right back the way it used to be, and it'll look great. Let it cool off, and then you'll see it's fine, and it'll stay that way. I've used this to fix numerous Star Wars guns, Clone Trooper blasters, Masters of the Universe hands, G.I. Joe figure hands, and other figures over the years, and it really does work. I've only ruined one figure so far. The Build-A-Droid Astromech domes do not take kindly to boiling water, so do it at your own risk. Or better yet, for legal reasons, don't do it at all. It's very dangerous and you'll hurt yourself, and I'm not going to be sued. So I'm saying that specifically, don't do it. You know, you've listened, you don't want to do it. Not a good idea. It works, though, and I've done it, but you never do it. And having said that, it's great, and it's scaled to Metroplex, which just came out and is on the other end of my basement. I am still putting stickers on Metroplex because he has a lot of stickers, and it takes a lot of time and patience. And I don't have a lot of patience, but it's really cool. And yeah, it goes great with the Optimus Prime and Bumblebee figures from this line. The prices are great. I believe we have some in stock right now, so you'll want to pick those up if you can. Yeah, sure you can. And that's it. Get all your Transformers, Entertainment Earth. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Adam Paulus. See you guys next week.